Drilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend and listen to our babble a little bit. And hopefully you can pick up a tip or two that'll help you with your tailgate or your backyard parties. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, thanks again for joining us. And don't forget, if you are new to the show, check out our website. It's called thegrillinguys.com. And you can check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. But when you go to our website, if you would like, we'll send you a podcast of the show if you can't listen when it's played in your market. And you just go up to the upper right-hand corner and look for the headset, click on, and get on.
There we go, man. Well, this is one of my favorite times of year, the fall, when air gets a little bit crisp.
Yeah,
and
it
means
a
lot of things to a lot of different people, but today, what it means to me is that it's harvest time, which is always one of our fun conversations when we bring in our favorite vintner, Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery. Brian, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Hey, you're right. We're glad you're here, too. You brought 4 chilled bottles of wine for us to sample, so you're popular.
My mouth is just exploding with this. What are we trying right now?
All right, so we started out in the first segment with some Gewürztraminer, which is a classic European grape, and then we moved into a grape called Traminette, which is has Gewürztraminer as one of its parents. So it's got all the same characteristics, but kind of amped up a little bit. You've kind of mentioned that, Bob.
Yeah,
it's pretty intense.
Hops.
It's blended, crossed rather, with a grape from North America. So it's got all the nice complexity of Gewürztraminer, but it's got some DNA that makes it survive a little easier in our harsh environment.
Really?
Here in Michigan.
Oh,
so Brian, is this a single grape wine or is it a blend?
Yeah, Traminette is a single wine. It's actually the a grape. It's the designated grape of Indiana. They made this cross back, I think, in the 60s, and then they sent it over to Cornell for refinement and marketing.
Kidding.
And so it's relatively new.
Is that something where they do grafting then?
This wouldn't be grafted. This would be crossed. So think like the old
fruit
fly experiment,
okay.
You know, when you were in high school, kind of a thing. So put the two
Bob
next
missed
to each
that
other.
Part.
Yeah. Okay. Fair, that explains.
I've got
a lot
of fruit flies in my house right now.
Yeah, we have a lot at the winery.
We finally got a front door. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we have a lot at the winery right now. You have to breathe through your teeth right now.
Yeah.
So Brian, how has the growing season been this summer, and what's the harvest look like?
It's been good. You know, we had a good winter, so we got everything through. Big crops. We're hanging a lot of fruit out there, which is, makes it a little nerve-wracking right now, because what we need is just what everybody else likes for tailgating and grilling. 70, 75, sunny during the day, cool off in the 50s at night to really help ripen the fruit. So in Michigan, we say that the vintages are made in September, so we're right in the thick of it here, and we're hoping
for it. So this finishes, this has a lot to do with how that grape will finish then.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the work that we do is pretty much over. It's up to Mother Nature. You know, we're set up well, and it's all going to depend on what kind of weather we get from now until really the end of October. We harvest right up until early November sometimes.
And you kind of had the perfect amount of rain?
Yeah, rain was fine. You know, grapevines don't need a lot of rain, so it's not too big of a concern of ours. A lot of rain just makes more work, frankly. But we had decent, you know, rain. It was... Fenville got a little less than you folks got up in the Grand Rapids area, but enough for grapevines.
Fenville is a southwest Michigan location. There's a, if you're listening, there's a, it's a little town. It's on the map that is really Brian's business is one of the reasons to go to Fenville, because not only the beautiful tasting room that he has, but it's a huge production facility, as well as the vineyards there are just beautiful, and they have, you can do picnicking out in there, and in the summer you had concerts and things, so just a fabulous place. Brian,
yeah, what a great atmosphere.
Is there a website people could go to?
There is, Bob. Yeah, we do everything at fenvalley.com, so that's where you
Easy.
Sign up for tours, you sign up for our events there. In fact, we got a really neat event coming up on October 7th, which is our vine wine. So if you're interested in getting a little exercise before sampling wine.
I don't know about that.
That?
It's not for everybody.
Awful.
Well, here's the other thing. There's just a party, too. So you can just show up and watch
and what
the suffering.
That second
we just
part
show
start?
Up a little
right.
late. I was towing my smoker.
Depends. If I'm running the 5K, it could be a couple days after the start. But for most people, it's usually about 30 minutes after the start. Gun goes off, the runners start coming back. But there'll be a handful that'll just come to watch the suffering and enjoy some
sure,
wine.
Sure, right.
So if you go to thegrillinguys.com and you look on the right side of our website, you'll see all our sponsors on the right. Penn Valley is one of our original sponsors, and you'll see their new improved logo. Click on that link. It'll take you right to their site. You can sign up for the newsletters, which are great because you're very faithful about putting those out on a regular basis. And it's just, it's cool to stay connected with a, I guess, with a winery and a vineyard that is so prolific, and you're so active in the community and in the state of Michigan. You guys produce a lot of wine, and the tour is worth it in this case. Many times I say, forget the tour, go to the tap room or the tasting room. This tour you want to take, because this is a mammoth facility. It's gigantic.
Brian, pair this stuff up with some food with us, because time and time again, when we hear from the listeners, it's like, you know what? I don't know what wine to drink with what food. So we've covered two of them, the Gewürz and this other one. Help us out, what you might recommend.
Yeah, so both of these are in the same category. I'd call them aromatic white wines. You know, the big smells when you swirl around the glass, kind of strong flavors throughout. So they can stand up to some food. You know, a lot of your lighter white wines, you got to kind of watch that you don't get too much spice in there. But these wines could stand up to a little spice.
So back that up just
a
minute.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by what?
Stand up to your
food. Well, it's easy to overwhelm a more delicate white wine. Let's just say Pinot Grigio, which I love. But you put that with a piece of barbecue chicken or some steak that's got some seasoning on it, it's just going to get blown over. But these wines...
So it'll taste kind of bland.
Flat, yeah, because the food's just got too much intensity. But these
wines... So if you have something really, really like flavorful, maybe a little on the spicy side, this is what you want to pair.
Yeah, these have got more punch to them for a white. I also like both of these with smoked food, too, like a smoked trout or smoked whitefish dip. That floral aromatic just seems to pair in real nice with the smokiness of the food. So it's one of my favorite pairings.
And the cool part about this is, guys, if you're listening, is that you just need to try this. Okay, these aren't $40 bottles of wine.
Right.
These are affordable bottles of wine for $12 or $15 or $20, depending on where you buy it. You can try these pairings, and you'll be amazed at what Brian's saying and how you really, if you buy two or three different bottles and you do two or three different dishes, the flavor of the wine changes with the food that you're having on your palate. Actually, the wine is stable, but your palate changes with it. And it's just kind of a cool thing. Give it a try, because what I like, maybe Bob doesn't, maybe Brian doesn't, and it's a personal thing, but it's always fun to know that we'll put you in a category of where you want with these wines, and then just mess around with the dishes that you're making.
What I've noticed in going to Fen Valley for so many years and having Brian, or before that, Doug on the show, is that the more I try the wider variety of their products, the more I find that I just kind of like all of them. They don't have, really, but they don't have wines that I take a taste of and go, oh, man, I'd never drink that. It's just so many of them are, I don't know, dialed in, balanced, or whatever. And I think that's the safe part for a consumer. If you're out in the market looking for that right selection, if it says Fen Valley on it, and I am kind of, I'm tooting their horn, but it's just a fact. It's the way it is. It's a safe, wonderful, fantastic product that's made, you know, right here in Michigan.
So, Brian, I know that you grow a lot of the grapes, but you also custom blend wines with other people's grapes as well. Is this year, what are you seeing as your, like, go-to wine that, boy, we really got to put this together and we feel that this harvest is going to be? Because we're drinking last year's wine this year, right? So you're opening some of this stuff for the first time. What did you see from last year that's great this year now that's been bottled?
Yeah, last year was a fantastic year. We had good ripening, very efficient ripening, which means lower acidity wines. They're more drinkable, younger in their lives. So all these whites have come out of the chute just like they had 2-3 years of age on them, just soft, smooth, ready to go, the fruits popping. So it was a very, very good ripening year last year, very efficient. If we could get a year like that every year, we'd be pretty happy.
Cool.
That's wonderful.
Coming up next, Michigan State versus Notre Dame is in a week, but we've got a guy that's going to break it down for us. Maybe you've heard of him, a little George Blaha. Stick with us. We'll be back.